In further uplifting news, we have yet another alternative coming today on how to handle the COVID mess we're currently being damaged by. ACT yesterday rolled out their eminently sensible series of ideas based around the broad theme of well-being as opposed to pure health. How ironic is it that ACT is out empathising Labor? A centre-right party has more interest in the well-being of us all as opposed to the left-leaning party that has caused millions in damage by making health and health alone the centrepiece of decision-making. For ACT, Level 4's gone, MIQ's expanded, home ISO's rolled out, all the stuff that many have been arguing for months, the sensible stuff that if this government started to work before 9 o'clock in the morning and had an ounce of organisational skill, would have rolled out an age ago. Elimination's gone, you are isolating the medically vulnerable, those who test positive, and the recent arrivals. The rest of us, get on with it. Seymour talks of the mental anguish, the kids who are stressed. None of this has been taken care of by the government with their one-size-fits-all blunderbuss of a policy, and we haven't even mentioned the billions in business carnage and closures. Now, National, with their policy release this morning, will follow it up with the temptation of Kiwis offshore being able to be home for Christmas if you're double jabbed. Now, it's a policy and an invite for the government to adopt it. They've said, look, go adopt it today, take our policy and run with it. It gives weight to the power of the vaccine. I mean, what's the point of the vaccine if it means nothing? Under the government's MIQ system, you can't get in to get home for a start. Even if you can get in, the fact you double jab means nothing. That's how nonsensical the whole policy is. Between rapid tests, vaccines, home ISO and tech, there is no reason, hasn't been for ages, why we can't do things dramatically differently, and by doing them dramatically differently, have a vastly better, fair, more equitable outcome. And here's another irony. None of this is radical. It's not revolutionary, it's not magic, it's what a lot of the world's been doing for ages. The government's time on this is fast running out. Never underestimate the power of Christmas, the emotional pull a home country has at that time of year. National and ACT offer real options for real movement and real reunions. Labour offer the Hunger Games, as you've just heard. It's the stuff that swings polls, turns tides, nails coffins. Labour's ineptitude, laziness and lack of delivery is coming back to bite them. The more alternatives, the more stark their lack of planning and delivery looks.